Hey, thanks a lot for having me, Steve. Good to be here.
All right, Scott, so let's start with this. Ron Rivera would know a lot more about Kyle Allen than he would about Dwayne Haskins, at least he would have back before the season began.
Yep.
Being 1-3 and, what, a half game out of first place, does that play a role in making a change?
Yeah, I think it definitely did. I was listening to some of Rivera's news conference, his first comments since the switch was announced. Just before coming on, and he basically said, you know, if there was a 4-0 team or a 3-1 team in this division, he might not be making the move now. But he feels like with four games against NFC East or NFC teams coming up, three of them within the division, he feels like being a half game out that he has a chance to, you know, make up some ground here. And, you know, he thinks, based on Kyle Allen's familiarity with the system, which you referenced, that Kyle Allen right now gives this team a better chance to win and make up that ground than Dwayne Haskins.
What's interesting, though, is Haskins' QBR is 30.8. I think I'm pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, Kyle Allen with Carolina, his QBR, and I think he went, 5-7 as a starter?
That's right.
Right. Was 38.2.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
not too far off.
I'm not talking about dramatic difference, but you know, but let me ask this question. Because he at least has some feel for Kyle Allen,
yeah,
is there potentially a greater level of trust because he knows him better?
I think there clearly is. I think that Rivera went into this season, you know, it was such a weird offseason with limited time for him to have one-on-one with Dwayne Haskins, to have Haskins get familiar with this system, his second one in 2 years in the pros, right? He at least wanted to give Haskins a chance. And it was kind of weird the first few games he talked about afterwards. You know, Rivera would be asked, well, why didn't you use any of your remaining timeouts with, you know, 7 minutes left in a two-score game when every other NFL coach in history would do this? It was so weird. And Rivera would repeatedly say, you know, I'm trying to protect my players. This is about development. Basically saying that he was treating the first four games like a preseason. And now all of a sudden, again, I think because of the way the NFC East has looked through 4 weeks, he's done with the preseason. He's ready to try to win now. And yeah, he does think that familiarity with Kyle Allen and Scott Turner as offensive coordinator, he just thinks that Haskins hasn't grasped enough for them to open up the offense the way that they'd like to.
Does anybody really know where Alex Smith is right now in his rebirth?
Well, he's close enough to being, he is game ready. If they're not only did they, you know, bench Haskins for Kyle, they're taking him to number three.
Yeah, which means he can't play unless Allen and Smith both go down.
Right. So Smith right now, you know, he a lot of people out of practice, I think, thought that Smith, you know, while he may not have been 100% during the limited training camp, looked the best of the three QBs, which is just remarkable. Obviously, he doesn't have quite the same familiarity with this offense as Kyle Allen. But yeah, if something happens against the Rams, and especially against the Rams with this offensive line going against Aaron Donald, it's certainly within the realm of possibility that Alex Smith will be called upon on Sunday, which is another crazy storyline to come out of all of this.
Let's take the quarterback out of it for a moment. I know that's difficult to do in the NFL because so much revolves around it. Do they have elements of this team that are good enough to help them win a division if they can somehow solve the quarterback deal?
Yeah, I think offensively the answer is no right now, even though, right, I mean, you have what looks like a future star. He's already a star, but a long-term answer at wide receiver in Terry McLaurin.
Yeah.
I think he's the brightest part of this offense. They really like what they've seen from this rookie running back, Antonio Gibson, mm-hmm, who had his best game against the Ravens. He's a guy that they can, you know, send out wide, have catch passes out of the backfield, run up the middle. He's been great. But outside of those two on offense, there's really not much. Now, the strength of this team, and everyone said coming into the season, the only way that this team was going to be competitive was if the defensive line, which was already solid last year, right, and got better with drafting Chase Young, if they, you know, if they were one of the best units in the league. And you know, for the first 3 weeks, they were. They had 8 sacks in the season opening win against the Eagles. Chase Young goes down. They lose Matt Ioannidis for the season. All of a sudden, that's still a good unit with some good depth, but they're not, you know, necessarily top of the league. So things have kind of fallen apart here in terms of their best laid plans to compete. And yet the situation the NFC East is in, they feel like they still have a chance.
Yeah, obviously McLaurin's a guy in broadcasting the Penn State Ohio State games. Saw him play. I did the Cotton Bowl, so I saw Gibson play. And I saw a lot of Chase Young, Scott.
Okay. Too much.
Saw just enough to make me say, you know what? I think you're ready for the draft. So, I know you don't want to unsolicited advice, but
yeah.
when Chase Young has played, has he looked like the second overall pick?
I think he has. I mean, he had 2.5 sacks in the first 3 games.
Yep.
Disruptive even when he wasn't, you know, getting to the quarterback. He was one of the few bright spots through 3 weeks, and really 2.5 games. He went down in the first half against Cleveland and didn't play last week against the Ravens. I don't think he was practicing today, so we'll see if he can go against the Rams. But yeah, I think that is it's. I mean, it's way too early to say, right? If he's going to quite live up to the hype. The hype was incredible. People talking about him possibly breaking Javon Kearse's rookie sack record and speculating about that. But he was not the problem through 2.5 games, and I think everyone has left him here so far.
Let me ask you about one other guy. I got to ask you about Troy Apke. Because obviously he was able to win this job during the course of the preseason. A lot of people here think the world of him. What do you think of him?
Yeah, he struggled a bit through the first few games, and you know they've played some really tough quarterbacks to match up against in 2 of these 4 games, in Kyler Murray and Lamar Jackson. And you know, Kyler Murray and Jackson, they both made Apke look foolish on running plays. He's gotten beat a few times as well. He had a nice pass breakup against the Ravens. I think that this pass game was one of his better of the first 4. But yeah, that whole secondary really has struggled. I think the bigger problem back there has been Landon Collins, who, you know, they signed to this incredible contract, and he's making a lot more than Troy Apke, and has struggled just as much, I would say, through 4 games.
All right, so let's the schedule. What was it? Philadelphia, they're down. They came back. All right, that's a good opener. Then what was it? Arizona, I think they had to go out
at
there.
Arizona, lost.
Then Haskins threw the 3 picks against Cleveland. Then it's Baltimore. So it hasn't exactly been the easiest road for an offense based on who they're playing. Now, as you mentioned, they got the Rams, but after that, they got 2 with the Giants.
Yeah,
right. You know, in this whole thing, then there's the Cowboys in there. I think the Bengals are in there. Does that sound right?
Yep, they play the Bengals. So, they got the Lions. Yep.
Is this the window of opportunity right here coming up once they somehow get through this one?
Yeah, it is, and Rivera kind of said as much on his press conference, his Zoom call today. He basically said that, you know, maybe he expected or he hoped that Haskins would go 2-2 through these first 4 games, and if he had, he probably wouldn't have made this switch. And again, if the Cowboys are sitting at 4-0 or one of these teams is sitting at 3-1, maybe he rides it out a little bit longer with Haskins. But yeah, there is an opportunity there. The Rams will be tough, but that Cowboys defense, I mean, as you know, has been dreadful this year, and then 2 against the Giants. Those are 2 winnable games. I'm still having a hard time reconciling the attitude and the actions from Rivera in these first 4 games, where his clock management and strategy has said, I care more about development than winning, and now all of a sudden that you're half game out in the division through 4 weeks, now you decide, okay, winning is everything this year, win now. That to me is weird. And also, just as we've talked about it, it's just not a clear upgrade in my mind, even with Kyle Allen's familiarity with the system, to make the switch now.
Well, I know they're not in the stands, but I mean, how are the fans reacting? Because you're going to get enough reaction when you write an article about what's going on. That's just the way today's society is. So what's the reaction been from fans? Like, well, we're using the first four games essentially to develop what's going on.
You know, surprisingly, I wrote about how frustrating I found his timeout usage before the Ravens game. I said, this is ridiculous. Like, coaches just don't come out here and say, I'm basically conceding the game in the fourth quarter. I'm not even going to try to win. And what do your players possibly think of that, you know, on the sideline, that, you know, you've got veterans on this team who don't have many years left, and they appreciate the need to build a winner, but it's the NFL. Like, you can go from worst to first. It happens. You know, you should be trying to win these games. Surprisingly, though, I was shocked by how many fans were kind of okay with this idea that, look, you know, it's going to be a long rebuild. They brought Rivera in to do it his way, and Ron, we trust. You know, we're going to let him take a few years to get this right, because they've had so many – this franchise has had so many attempted quick fixes that have failed. You know, Mike Shanahan, Jay Gruden's tenure was a disaster. When they kind of cleaned house, got rid of Bruce Allen, there was so much trust in Ron Rivera to let him do his thing. So to even question what he was doing was – people were criticizing me. But today, I got to say, a lot of people are like, well, here we go again. What is he doing? Where's this development that he talked about? Why is he making this switch now? So I think the fans are a little bit confused, more so today than they were before.
Scott, there's nothing that screams more, we're trying to win now, than inserting Kyle Allen in a quarterback. That, I mean, if anything screams to the world, we want to win now, we're starting Kyle Allen.
That's right. That's the most absurd thing here.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, appreciate the time very much. We're no closer to a nickname, so there's still the Washington Football Club.
That's right. Thanks a lot, Steve.